President Bush's next stop is Saudi Arabia. It's a country full of contradictions. The kingdom is awash in oil money, yet ordinary Saudis are boycotting milk and other staples because they can't afford recent price hikes. Saudi Arabia is also plagued by misconceptions. In the West, it's seen as an exporter of an extreme version of Islam, but Islamist radicals revile Saudi's King Abdullah for promoting some reforms at home and especially for keeping the kingdom's close ties with America. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports from the Saudi capital, Riyadh.
The Al-Qaeda attacks of September 11, 2001 changed lives in many corners of the world. In Saudi Arabia, the large percentage of Saudi militants on those planes sparked a wave of animosity and suspicion toward this insular kingdom that took years to abate and which still continues in some quarters. But if anything, Saudis say, the rocky road of the past 5 years has shown the durability of their decades-long alliance with the U.S. It's a relationship founded on oil and the Saudi commitment to seeing that vast Middle East reserves continue to flow to the energy-hungry West. But that relationship has now altered in significant ways. These days, China and India are more dependent on Saudi oil than the U.S., which has diversified its suppliers. At the same time, although most U.S. troops have been moved out of the kingdom, the security component of the relationship has moved to the forefront, as Riyadh and Washington share intelligence and resources in the fight against Islamist militants. Analysts say, ironically enough, it was the 2003 Al-Qaeda attacks in Saudi Arabia that helped change the American perception of the kingdom from an exporter of militants to a target of Islamist violence. Saudi officials say those attacks also turned the local population against Al-Qaeda. General Mansour al-Turki, spokesman for the Saudi Interior Ministry, says security forces have been able to thwart a series of attacks in recent years, in part because of much more active assistance from the public.
They have recognized that Al-Qaeda ideology is just an ideology to inflame terrorism rather than trying to set up a new approach for Muslim societies and so on.
But Turkey also says communication in other areas remains poor. Last week, for instance, the National Security Advisor in the U.S.-backed government in Iraq announced that hundreds of Saudis had been arrested in Iraq on suspicion of militant activities and were ready to be returned to their homeland. But Turkey says Saudis learned about that announcement in the media because, except for an occasional conference, the two security forces rarely communicate.
We haven't actually had any normal, regular talks with the Iraqi security people. And sometimes we're surprised, you know, that a Saudi could be arrested in Iraq and then released again inside Iraq.
After 9/11, Saudis say it was the invasion of Iraq that has had the most profound effect on U.S.-Saudi relations. Salah Al-Mani, dean of the College of Law and Political Science at King Saud University, says that invasion and the way it was handled led inevitably to the current crisis with Iran by removing Saddam Hussein and his Sunni bulwark against the regional ambitions of the Shiite Iranian leadership.
The invasion of Iraq has really disturbed the balance of power in the region, absolutely. So we have now a problem with Iran having so much influence in the region and in Iraq.
Many Saudis say they're frankly baffled by U.S. policy toward Iran, but they're most worried about another military conflict on their doorstep. Al-Mani says the U.S. would be wise to let diplomacy and sanctions have their full effect, because Iranians appear to be getting fed up with hardline President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad and his allies.
There is a strategic change going on in this part of the world whereby Iran is really trying to play the big card. But they're playing the big card, on the military level, and they're losing. It's costing them economically. We have 1 year left in Ahmadinejad's administration, so I think perhaps the next administration would be much more cooperative, like Khatami and so on.
Iran's relatively moderate former president, Mohammad Khatami, has been more vocal lately, but many American conservatives are pressing for more aggressive action against the current leadership. Saudis hope that their relations with this American president, which began amid terrorism, war, and Middle East turmoil, doesn't end the same way. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Riyadh.